Part 2. Learning Resources from the Lord.
Have you ever wondered, like I have, why the Lord didn't send our children down to us with owner's manuals? I remember wondering that when I brought my first son home from the hospital, my first baby, and I wondered why they were letting me leave with this child. I had no idea what to do. I wanted one of the nurses to come home with me. I remember feeling that way again 2 years later when that son was 2 years old and I was at the store and he was throwing a tantrum so bad that he scratched my eyeball really bad. And I remember having to leave the store. I had to leave my shopping cart that I spent 45 minutes very carefully filling. I had to leave it right in the middle of the store. And my eyes was just streaming down with water. And my eye was just killing me. I had both hands over my eyes and I was crying as I was trying to leave this store and clutching, trying to hold my son. And he was kicking my 8-month pregnant stomach. And I had to sit in the car for 15 minutes while my son screamed before I could see well enough out of my eyes to even drive home. And I could not come up with a punishment good enough for that outburst. So I put my son in his room, and then I heard him throwing his books off of his bookshelves and tearing his room apart. I needed an owner's manual. I had no idea what to do, but alas, there was no owner's manual. It seemed that there was no possible way to calm that child down. That's when I really discovered that Heavenly Father has given us things better than an owner's manual to help us raise our children: prayer and the power of the Holy Ghost. I fell to my knees and asked for help. The answer came quickly: pray with him. That's not something I would have thought of doing. I was trying to come up with a way to discipline him, to make him be better, but the answer was pray with him, and so I did. I walked into his torn apart room and I asked him if he'd pray with me, and he came over and kneeled down, and me and this little 2-year-old boy prayed together for help to calm down and to know what to do. It was a sweet experience. The Spirit was there, and he did calm down, and he told me he was sorry, and I patiently waited as he cleaned up everything he had torn apart in his room. One of the reasons that we can't just have an owner's manual for our children is because how we should react to things with our children and how we should discipline them and teach them are always going to vary according to child and circumstance. The principles are always the same, but the application may not always be the same, and we need the Holy Ghost to guide us. If you study how Christ reacted to situations, you will notice that he did not always react to situations the same way. Sometimes he was totally silent. Other times he gave soft rebukes. Other times he responded with a question instead of an answer. Other times he showed righteous anger. And another time he waited until he gave his answer instead of reacting immediately. The greatest thing I have learned about mothering well is to rely on the power of prayer and the Holy Ghost. I think we as mothers need to rely more on prayer and the power of the Holy Ghost to guide us and train us. We need to pray and ponder about our children sincerely and deeply, but also when problems arise with our children, if we will resist anger or get rid of anger, which restricts the Spirit from helping us, and then seek the Spirit through prayer, even just quickly in our minds, we will receive help. Sometimes very quietly, sometimes not right away, sometimes immediately and miraculously. One example of how prayer helped me as a mother is with my daughter. Every Sunday morning, she would wake up just so frustrated that it was Sunday, and she would walk around complaining mightily and murmuring that there was nothing to do on Sunday, and she just would completely ruin the spirit in our home. Instead of just punishing her, threatening to punishing her if she didn't change her attitude, I prayed to know how I could help her feel the spirit of the Sabbath day, something I could have easily missed doing. But praying resulted in me realizing that while we were not breaking the Sabbath in our home, we weren't actively doing things that we could be doing. I started to have my daughter write letters and draw pictures for her widower grandpa, and helped her to make treats for other people and plan a family home evening lesson, which she loved, and an activity for us to do. We would play games together. And we started going to the temple sometimes and taking walks and letting her take pictures of the temple. And we began to do family history extractions together. We had so much fun. I would have never guessed that a 9-year-old girl would love doing that. But she did. And every time she did that, she could feel the spirit of family history work. And she even started doing her own family history work and has found several names for us to take to the temple. And now she never complains about the Sabbath day. In fact, she loves the Sabbath day. She feels the spirit of it. And I'm positive that I could have never figured out how to get her to feel that way and to make that change without the guidance of the Holy Ghost. 2 Nephi 32:5 says, "For behold, again I say unto you, that if you will receive the Holy Ghost, it will show unto you all things what you should do." This definitely applies to motherhood. You know, there are a lot of self-help books out there and different things to help us as parents, and there are good things that we can find in those, and I really do believe that we should try to increase our knowledge and to look for all truth in parenting. There's great classes, there's great things that we can learn, but I've also found that not everything in those is always the right answer. In fact, some of them have really backfired on me, and I have learned to use the Holy Ghost to teach me and to guide me as I am studying or taking a class on motherhood to those things which are true principles, and then to use the Holy Ghost to help me to apply those principles. And as I learn those principles, the Holy Ghost brings them back to my remembrance at the right time and helps me to know how to implement them. And as I give you examples of my life, I pray that the Spirit will guide you to know how to apply the principles I'm talking about, not necessarily my specific actions, which may not work for your family, but how the Spirit can guide you to use those principles I'm talking about effectively in your own family. And even though I have found some great things in classes and books on parenting, the greatest resource that I have found that has helped me with mothering is the Scriptures. And the patterns and principles that I have found in the Scriptures. And I want to share some of those principles that I have found about mothering from the Scriptures.